So this is the audition script for The Breakpoint, narrated by Tony Cookson. So hopefully this is what you're looking for. Chapter 1, Cardiff Central Station, 6:05 a.m. The weather wasn't particularly great that Monday morning as Jamie Scott sat down with his early cup of coffee on a rickety bench overlooking the concourse in front of him. The place was heaving, which, unfortunately, was always the damn case. People were wanting to get to their destinations, and they were wanting to get to them undisturbed. One thing Jamie had noticed throughout all his years is that people seem to be receding more and more as time goes by. There was once a time when people would chat openly and frankly with a stranger as they waited for a bus or another form of public transport. Those were times when you could make a friend, out of the blue, connecting on some personal level, a level which is just not possible these days. People just aren't wired like that anymore. They're in their own worlds, worlds that aren't big enough to share with strangers on a train platform. Part of him misses those days. He's been around for a while, rapidly clocking in at the dreaded 40-year mark. But, unlike most people his age, he hadn't spent the majority of his 4 decades on this planet playing house and punching in at a menial job to make mortgage payments each and every single month. Instead, he'd spent all his life travelling the world, seeing many different cultures and experiencing unthinkable pressures as he served as a Royal Marine Commando for over 20 years. But that was his previous life, and today was his brand new start. He was no longer a Green Beret. He was a civilian without the structure or familiarity of everyday military life. It was a sudden stark contrast that compared to the many years that had shaped him into the man that he was today. But it was something that he'd have to deal with, no matter what. There was no going back now. He was firmly locked into his new life. The papers were signed, he'd been debriefed, and now he was finally free. He didn't quite know what his plan was at that very moment. All he knew was that he was boarding the 6:28 train to Plymouth to visit his brother. It had been many years since they'd touched base, but now that he was out of the Special Forces, he could think about building some sort of life for himself. As he sat there staring at the murky coffee in his hands, as the concourse buzzed with activity, he wondered how many more styrofoam-cupped beakers of Joe he'd go through before his brain gave way, his mind started to evaporate, and he finally kicked the bucket, dying of old age. It was quite a morbid thought to be having this early in the morning, but when you spend your entire life in a bubble of discipline and excitement, the outside world can seem a little scary. Jamie didn't have a girlfriend or a wife. He was more or less alone. So seeing his brother was very much what he needed. He didn't know how he'd react, but he had a feeling that his younger sibling would be over the moon to find out that he'd finally left the soldier's life behind him. The two of them were a world apart when it came to how they saw the world. He was a very methodical type of guy. Actions most definitely spoke louder than words, whilst his brother believed that the pen was mightier than the sword. Either way, none of that mattered anymore. All that did matter, however, was that he got onto the train and pushed forward with his new life. A new life that would unfortunately start off with a bang. Sometimes, just when you think you're out, something grabs a hold of you, not daring to let go. And in Jamie Scott's case, things were about to blow up in his face, quite literally.